To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call the roll. Mr. Johnson. Here.
Mr.
Malone. Here.
Mr. Loughlin.
Here.
Here.
Mr. Roberts.
Here.
Here. I'll entertain a motion to move to executive session.
I will.
Report number eight.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the recommendations to the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee for meetings held on February 11th and 12th of 2025. Then, having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, the Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 10th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held on February 24th, 2025. Mr. Loughlin.
Aye.
Mr. Loughlin.
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson. Aye. Mr. Kendall, are there any letters or communications?
I have none this evening.
Comments relative to the agenda. Report number one.
This is the setting of the date of the public budget hearing. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District does elect to set a public budget hearing to be held on Wednesday, May 7th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the OFA Senior High Cafeteria B.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Loughlin?
Aye.
Mr. Lucky?
Aye.
Mr. Sassani?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Number two. This is the resolution for the Ogdensburg Public Library proposition. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District is hereby resolved that the following proposition be placed on the ballot for approval at the voters, by the voters at the annual meeting of the school district election and budget vote to be held on May 20th, 2025. Resolved that pursuant to Education Law Section 259, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District is authorized to levy and collect an annual tax year after year, separate and apart from the annual school district budget, an increase of $123,692 in addition to the current appropriation of $350,000 for a new total of $473,692, which shall be paid to the Ogdensburg Public Library for the support and maintenance of the library. With this appropriated amount to the annual appropriation until thereafter modified by future vote of the electors of the Ogdensburg City School District. And be it further resolved that the school district clerk is hereby authorized and directed to publish the notice of the proposition in accordance with the applicable provisions of education law.
Is there a recommended action?
So
moved. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. Sassani?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Aye.
This is the final review and adoption of the Ogdensburg City School Policies 6700, 6700R, and 6710. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District, has hereby approved the adoption of Policies 6700, 6700R, and 6710, presented this 10th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Aye.
Aye.
This is the first read of Ogdensburg City School Policies 2245, 4772, 4773, 4321.12, 4321.12E, and 4321.12R. Again, no action necessary, first read only.
Any comments? Report number five.
This is the sports merger for the 24-25 and 25-26 school year with Morristown Central School. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District is hereby approve the sports merger with the Morristown Central School District and Girls Varsity Lacrosse, Boys Varsity Track for the 24-25 school year, and Boys Modified and JV Football for the 25-26 school year on this 10th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Can I?
Yes, you can.
In the past, has Morristown merged and
merged together?
They have. Last year they merged together for basketball. This year they went apart. They did separate teams.
I'm just curious.
Okay. This is the appointment of election inspectors for the annual district budget vote and school board election. They have the approval of the superintendent of the schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District. The persons, as per the attached listing, will be appointed to serve as election inspectors for the annual district budget vote and school board election to be held on May 20th, 2025 from 12 to 9 p.m. on this 10th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
This is the resolution to approve the memorandum of agreement with St. Lawrence County Board of Elections. That have the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District, does hereby approve the attached memorandum of agreement with the St. Lawrence County Board of Elections for the conduct of the district's annual meeting, school board election, and budget vote on May 20th, 2025, as submitted this 10th day of March 2025.
Is there a recommended action? Report number 8.
This is the 2025-2026 budget update. No action necessary, information and discussion only. The current proposed budget sits at a 1.51% increase, or a $831,774 increase to the expense side of the budget, with a 2.49% increase to the tax levy, or a $263,899 increase.
Any comments or questions?
Mr. Kendall, going through here. I noticed that we're not going to offer driver ed in the summer.
No, we offer driver ed. We just don't do it. We don't open it to other school districts.
Was it in the budget? A couple things I saw. Was it?
Which line? Which page?
7, I believe.
Page 7.
Yeah. Full-day summer driver ed.
I think we built that into his regular salary under teaching.
Oh, okay.
Because it was something that we used to pay for through BOCES. It was an expense. It's no longer that way because we have our own teacher.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Report number 9.
This is permanent appointment of Director of Support Services, Management Confidential. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District, does hereby appoint Brian Mitchell as Director of Support Services, permanent appointment, effective February 27th, 2025.
Is there a recommended action? Please call.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mr. Sonny?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr.
Walton? Aye.
Mr.
Walton? I'll entertain a motion for the report.
He was pausing. He didn't know what he wanted yet.
You know, this is video.
She looked at
the... I wasn't sure if you said it. I'm like, did I?
I'll entertain a motion for reports numbered B1 to a consent agenda.
So moved.
Okay. Call the roll.
Aye. Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Walker?
Aye.
Any other business to be brought before the board? Including comments?
Can I ask a question? I'm going to get it in before. But I just wonder, can a graduating senior take driver's ed for the whole thing?
Meaning the year in which they graduate?
Yes.
Yes.
So they can.
Yep.
I didn't like to make a comment on Saturday. I thought that the Mr. Mitchell staff and the athletic department and the supervisors did an excellent job. The kids were really well behaved, the fans were good, and it's amazing because after the game, the kids from Rye got cut, and his father was sitting over there, and he made the comment that they came a long way, and it was a really nice venue, and everybody was very well behaved and stuff. So I think that's a compliment to our entire staff, and even our hockey team. Both teams played hard, played well, but like I said, I think that's kudos for our staff.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It was a great day, unfortunately, at the very end with Doc Shea. That was a little scary, yep. but it was a good...
He's out of the hospital now. Though.
That's good.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm not on board, but next, I'll go next.
Yeah, so administration,
I figured as much. I wanted to congratulate all of our sports teams on a great winter sports season. We do have our hockey team that is still going, and I definitely want to echo what Mr. Loeffler and what everybody agreed on was that our staff came together. The Augsburg Police Department, both our SROs were here. Even the coaching staff who take it upon themselves to meet with all of us prior to these events and really help to make it much more secure for the athletes and the coaches. But they also... they themselves don't realize that they make it what it is. Our dome is definitely a good place to visit, a good place to play, whether win or lose. We welcome everybody into that arena with open arms. So it takes definitely a village to do things like this. It had us a little bit concerned because of the number of people, but it went off without a hitch, and so I can't say enough. And we had state play, and obviously in hockey, but we also had state play. A couple of our wrestlers went down, a couple of our runners from track and field, and of course our cheering team went down and competed in the state championship. So again, very successful winter. Congratulate everybody on that, and hope to be in a state championship this weekend. It would be really nice, but
Jimmy Reagan put a nice article on Facebook. I don't know if anybody saw
it. About the dome?
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It was great. Yeah. It really, I know some of you probably aren't on Facebook, but you got to get that article. I mean, okay. It was great. Just congratulate the kids and everything. And his article about what the dome has meant to the community and all our sports teams and stuff. It was really well written.
Yeah.
It's worth taking a look at.
I think when you read it, it talks about guys, average household income.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that shouldn't, but it does matter. Yeah. I mean, you think of the opportunities that some of our kids may not get, but the ones that they do get, even being in, an area that may not necessarily be, a little more poverty than some, but so it's pretty neat. It was a great article.
I echo the same, but I want to make a little comment about the venue. I think the afternoon venue for especially a championship game when there are so many people attending makes it better. I've seen that over the years, but I especially saw that on Saturday.
Yeah. And it brings this community together too. I mean, there are people that went to that game on Saturday that never went to a hockey game this year or have in a long time. So definitely the community rallies around our kids, and we appreciate that. The bid openings for the phase one of the project are tomorrow at 3:15. Any board member or community member for that matter is welcome to attend. Our next board meeting is Monday, March 24th, 2025 at 6 p.m.
A motion to adjourn to executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.